Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is beginning a week-long tour of Latin America today in Mexico. He's expected to focus on the political crisis in Venezuela and on U.S. economic interests throughout the region. Here to tell us more about that, we have Jorge Valencia on the line from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Hey, Jorge.
Hey, Mark.
So, first off, with whom will Secretary Tillerson meet today in Mexico, and what do we expect might come out of those meetings?
I think the most interesting meeting that the secretary has scheduled today is with his two counterparts from Mexico, naturally, and from Canada. The Foreign Relations Secretary, Chrystia Freeland, is traveling from Canada to meet with him today. And it's interesting because it's not usual. It's not something that happens often. Last time the secretaries from the three countries met was 2 years ago. And this also is coinciding with what we keep on reporting on, the negotiations for the North American Free Trade Agreement. It's something that one of the few things that they've shared that is on their agenda. And it's interesting that they put it on their agenda because this isn't really in their realm typically. It's handled by the Department of Commerce in the U.S., by the Secretary of the Economy here in Mexico. But it's something that has repercussions throughout the relationship between the three countries. I spoke to Maureen Meyer. She works at a think tank called the Washington Office on Latin America. And this is how she explained that dynamic.
Certainly, if you have tense relationships on the economy, that could lead to further tensions in other parts of the trilateral agenda, whether that be on reticence to continue certain sharing of information on criminal groups to other areas of the relationship.
So as you can see, these negotiations of trade are really integrated, they're connected, and they can have an impact on the agenda for the relationship between the three countries in many aspects.
Now, Jorge, I understand Tillerson's staff has also said he's interested in speaking about Venezuela. Why is he speaking with other countries?
Well, the U.S., we don't have a good relationship with Venezuela right now. We don't have an embassy in Venezuela. And the political and the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela has reached the point in which children are starving to death. The inflation is skyrocketing. And people from Venezuela are leaving en masse. There's an exodus. There are people who are leaving by the thousands to Colombia. So this is something that has alarmed countries throughout the region. I spoke with this again with Maureen Meyer from the Washington Office on Latin America, and this is how she explains it.
Mexico has been a key player in some of the negotiations between the Venezuela government and the opposition, and the U.S. would like to work to, you know, with other countries in the region to look at the situation in Venezuela.
So as you can see, Mark, what's happening in Venezuela is something that is important to the U.S. and the relationship that the U.S. has with other countries throughout the region, be it Colombia, which is one of the countries that Secretary Tillerson is visiting, or Mexico. A relationship with Mexico, as you can tell, it can have repercussions that extend throughout the world, far outside of just North America.
Now, Jorge, you've reported in the past on Mexico's foreign relations secretary and the fact that he doesn't always meet with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson when he comes to Washington. Why is that the case?
So this is really interesting. Secretary Luis Videgaray, the foreign relations secretary here from Mexico, went to Washington 12 times last year. I mean, this tells you a lot about how important the relationship with the U.S. is for Mexico. 80% of the exports from Mexico go to the U.S. And he goes directly to the White House. He meets with the chief of staff. He meets with the president, one of the president's senior advisors, and also son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And I think that what that signals is that Mexican diplomats realize that the decision-making is centralized and much of it is happening at the White House. At the same time, for Rex Tillerson, when he comes here, this is his second visit, I believe, as secretary. He's meeting with the president. He's meeting with several members of the cabinet. The last time he was here, he met with top business leaders from the country. And at the embassy, when the Secretary Tillerson comes, it's an all hands on deck event. So this tells us two things. One, that yes, that perhaps diplomacy is being channeled directly to the White House, but at the same time, the State Department still has a very important role that will shape our relationship with Mexico and with countries elsewhere for time to come.
All right. That's Jorge Valencia from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Mark.